The climate experts' report predicts rising temperatures will lead to more heat waves in the United States and elsewhere. It also envisions more hunger, particularly in the developing world, continued glacial melting, accelerated plant and animal extinctions, rising sea levels, and associated environmental degradation. Panel Chairman Rajendra Pachauri.
The Working Group 2 report deals with impacts, adaptation, and vulnerability. And this is what determines responses that human beings and societies will make to counter this problem, to be able to manage this problem.
Panel Co-Chairman Martin Perry.
What they've done now is finally established that at the global level, there is an anthropogenic, a man-made climate signal coming through on plants, animals, water, and ice.
The report's conclusions are largely based on data that scientists see now. They include changing bird migrations, early spring melts in temperate climate zones, and rapidly declining tropical coral reefs in some warmer seas. Life is sweet in the United States when you can cast your fishing line in the Yellowstone River. But the United States is not exempt from the report's findings. This river, like most in western and southwestern United States, is severely stressed. The region is suffering from 10 years of drought. Nevada's Lake Mead is 24 meters below normal levels. Docks hang from newly formed cliffs. And the once mighty Colorado River, from which 7 U.S. states draw water, now trickles at the border between the United States and Mexico. The report states clearly that poorer nations above and below the equator are even worse off, with temperatures predicted to rise and few resources to deal with resulting problems.
It's getting worse every year.
Again, panel chairman Rajendra Pachauri.
You don't need faith to believe in what's being put forward. What you have is solid scientific evidence.
The report concludes that the situation is worse than previously thought, and it says that if temperatures continue to rise, 1 billion people could face dangerous flooding, 3 billion water shortages, and many species face mass extinction. Paul Sisko, VOA News.